Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Tansy Mass.
That makes me happy.
What's wrong Wednesday? 877-881-1053. Text in right now so we can get your version of what's wrong. If anybody's heading south on 75 right now, traffic is wrong. Look out that window, dude. It's just, that's not fun to sit there and roll like
especially
that.
Especially at this time.
Yeah, man. You want to be home, getting a nice cold beer in your hands, getting ready to watch the hockey game or something. And yeah, here you are.
At this time of night, the folks that get off at 7, 8-ish, they're supposed to miss traffic, right?
Yes.
These folks didn't get that lucky. By the way, the timing of the hum, where he waits till you start talking to do that, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because Corey tries to wait him out, but there's just a certain point to where you have to start talking or else it's just dead air. That's bad.
Yeah.
So far, Corey is losing in the hum chicken.
I also think it's hilarious.
What's wrong Wednesday? For me, I just went grocery shopping without any money.
Oh.
With that piece that I wrote, a lot of people...
So you stole things?
No, I didn't steal. Kroger. Well, if I could steal Noah Syndergaard, I would.
Whoa.
That's kidnapping. You can't steal a human.
Well, is he a kid?
I think it's just napping at that point.
Is it you're going to sleep? So is it what, adult napping then? No, if you why is it when you steal an adult human, it's still kidnapping?
What are you doing, one of your comedy bits right now? Is this what you're starting with at the improv?
No.
What's the deal with kidnapping?
Yeah.
I just thought of it, and then it came out of my mouth. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to see Seinfeld Saturday at the Windstar if you're going to be there.
But I feel like giving you all those options for pitchers.
And not telling me how we're going to get them.
Right. But we're not there yet. We're just trying to, that's what you do first. You identify targets and then you say, what's it going to cost? Right. Isn't that how you go shopping for a car?
Yeah.
You say, okay, what kind of car do I want? Okay. It's going to cost that much. Or usually, I guess you do say, how much money do I have to buy a car?
Probably true.
Is that the first thing? Or do you say, what kind of car do I want?
Yes, you don't have to spend the money in this scenario. So you're free to recklessly window shop.
Absolutely. So yes, I went window shopping now.
Yes.
There's no window, Kevin.
I mean, there's a window to contendership.
Uh-huh. And the internet.
Pictures.
It's called a computer screen.
Yeah.
From the 940, what's wrong Wednesday? I just got out of a 3-hour ethics seminar. Could be worse. You could be just now heading into a 3-hour ethics seminar.
Oh, man.
Did you ever take ethics?
Yes. Yes, I did. And I also had to sit through an ethics seminar that was the fault of Corey Majors. And he did not have to be there because he was out on assignment. But I guess perhaps you had asked too much about interns being hot and we had to have a meeting about it. And I was like,
I asked who the hot intern was.
Right?
Openly in a room that I felt was, you know,
predominantly people that wouldn't be offended by such comment.
Was the AC not going or something?
No. Yeah, I should have had the radio up really loud. However, the fun Nazi was in the room at the time. And
what are you doing?
Yeah. It'd be weird if somebody eventually dated that person.
Right.
Anyways, so I had to sit through ethics discussion. Shut up. What's Wrong Wednesday? We're delving way too much into my personal life that I do not want all of that on air because that caused a whole lot of controversy, you jerks. God, that's... I can't... What's Wrong Wednesday? Day, whether you figured it all out or not, my personal life is on display right now, and I don't like it. For the 817, my girlfriend caught me texting the hot chick from my job. That's what's wrong. I'm assuming not.
About work, right?
But, like, probably not.
A type of work.
Yeah. Is it okay to text the hot chick at work about work?
What kind of work?
Shouldn't you just be emailing that to her or talking about it with her at the office instead of texting her at night after hours?
Wow. Are you preparing these people for what they're going to get from their significant other?
It happened. Yeah.
That happened to you?
One of the sales girls up here was asking me questions about something.
Oh,
this
dear.
Was a long time ago. And I was texting back and forth with that person.
Oh, dear.
And the wife was like, hey, what's going on here? And I was like, I'm trying to make some money is what I'm trying to do here.
Whoa.
She didn't. Whoa, not like by hooking or anything like that. God, Reggie.
Did you think she was going to ask you to hook sooner or later?
Probably. Yeah. We're going to need that cash at some point. We're in debt. You can call the Rubens, Ruben Associates, and you can take care of there, though.
And avoid hooking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, that should be the tagline.
It should be.
Win-win.
What's wrong Wednesday? The pallbearers dropped my cousin's casket today at his funeral.
Shut up.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I would say that is a problem.
That is terrible.
What happened? Did the body come out of the casket? Did it just hit the ground? What happened? I would like to know a little more if that's possible. Man.
Because if one person drops a side, it's going to be really hard to keep it propped up.
You got
to
hope that all those dudes are
strong
in that situation. That's one of the reasons I will not be in a casket.
Because
I don't want a bunch of pallbearers having to carry my body around.
So you're getting cremated?
I'm getting cremated.
Fascinating.
Thrown into many different places of the earth.
Wait, you're not donating your body to science?
Nope.
Because if you do that, there's a possibility that science brings you back to life.
That is weird, but true. Did you know that the creator of the hula hoop got cremated and he had his ashes put into like 45 different hula hoops?
Ooh, how much are those hula hoops if found?
That's a good question.
I had a hula hoop that busted open once and there was dust flying everywhere.
I mean, it could have been the inventor of the hula hoop.
Ashes?
Yeah, it could have been.
Actually, one of my goals is to be a tree. Be one of those.
What?
I want to be, added my body, added to the roots of a tree, and
well,
then that tree
what,
grow
Corey?
And my kids can come hang out.
I'm
going to
shut that down right now. Much like last year, you killed people's dreams of being a dinosaur. You cannot be a tree. How about that? Remember when you crushed everyone's dreams of being a dinosaur?
There are companies that allow you to include your body, your decomposition, along with the roots of a tree, and your body gets to be part of the nutrients of that tree.
Nah, Corey, you just don't have the cellular disposition for this. You don't photosynthesize.
Man, I don't know about that. All right, so one time I saw this movie. It's called Troll 2. All right, if you ever get the opportunity, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to watch this movie. First of all, there's no troll in the entire movie, but you simply must watch it. So what happens in this scenario is this guy is out running and walking in the wilderness, and it's hot, and he goes into this bootleg convenience store, and he asks for milk. All right, couple of things. First of all, who's hot and sweaty and is like, I want some milk?
Milk was a bad choice.
Secondly, the milk is just sitting out on the counter, and he's like, sounds good. And also, the milk looks kind of green. He takes the milk and drinks it. Terrible idea. Eventually, turns into a tree.
Bam. Speaking of, while I was in San Antonio over the weekend,
turned into a tree?
I picked up a can of armadillo milk, just in case we have a show bet in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets to drink the armadillo milk, milked straight out of an armadillo's milking area. I just wanted to throw that out there. I bought it with the specific mindset of
how long
maybe somebody will have to drink it at some point.
Armadillo milk last?
I mean, it's a can.
It's a can of
can of milk, dude. So, and it's not cold either, so.
From the 469, the back end of the coffin fell, and the arm was slightly hanging out.
Holy
All right, we're sorry, man.
Yeah,
that
we
happened.
Are. But just think of this. He got to give y'all one last wave.
Yeah.
Good
or maybe he gave you the finger. You know,
oh
right?
My God. Now the time for that?
I mean, if not now, when?
I mean, this is the only time.
They listen to the show. They know what's going to happen, right? You can be turned into a diamond, but my body is going to research on alcoholism.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like one of our listeners.
What's Wrong Wednesday, Mavs seem to be more interested in 6'1", 29-year-old Kemba Walker than 23-year-old 6'5", D'Angelo Russell.
I think that might change if Kyrie makes his way to the Brooklyn Nets. If you saw, they had betting odds out about this. Overwhelmingly, Brooklyn was the favorite to keep D'Angelo Russell. But if they did not, first on the list was the Dallas Mavericks, because the pairing of D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie Irving would be terrible. So I think that could happen.
What's Wrong Wednesday? I'll be broke once my paycheck comes in this Friday because I had to get a new tire last week. But I guess things could be worse. Guys, I went through a period where I had to replace tires like constantly. Mm-hmm. Like I had to replace singularly each individual tire at some point. And they were just like, you might as well just do two. Or you might as well just do four. And I was like, no, I'm going to be okay. It's going to be fine. We still got tread on that one. But I just kept having to do it. And there is nothing more irritating. There is nothing more irritating than walking out to your car and just seeing tire flat. It's just exhausting because it ruins your day.
Yeah. Did you upset somebody at this moment?
No, it was, there were screws. There were screws everywhere.
That's a great cover.
Screws were all over. There was one day I had a latch off of one of the, you know, the tie downs, the big like yellow tie downs, and they had the latch on them.
Yeah.
I guess a latch had busted off on the road and I drove over it and it just jabbed itself in the side of my tire. I got out of the car and just heard. And I was like, what is that sound?
Did you hear, by the way, that Michelin is coming out with the no-air tires should be available within 2022?
What's, in your face, Kevin.
What's in it?
Just like I told you.
It's
not air.
Not air. It's just got a bunch of the rubber radials that keeps it in place and it never goes flat. It's designed to make it to where no matter what puncture, what happens to it, it'll only wear out as a tire would wear out as far as a lifespan is concerned. Because
sounds like it's going to be heavy.
It's going to be, it's going to be pretty heavy.
I wonder how that is on your gas. But in the future, if we don't have to use gas anymore, we'll really screw the system.
Take a look at the tire because
you know
it's
how politics works.
That probably not going to be too much heavier than a normal tire. It's not going to be solid rubber.
Is there anything about if it's going to cost like three times as much? Or
I'd
probably pay it if it's never going to go flat.
Right.
Okay.
From the 972, What's Wrong Wednesday? I just finished Justified again, and I'm super sad. Maybe I should watch The Adventures of Raylan Givens one more time. Or you could watch The Wire.
Okay, let me ask you this, then.
Watch The Wire.
Because if you've seen any of our stuff on Facebook or follow Corey at In the Majors or anything, a lot of Wire discussion.
Uh-huh.
I know you're in the last season. Are you going to be sad? Because it seems like at this pace, you'll be done with it in a week.
Yeah, I'm going to be done with it probably before the end of this week.
Are you going to be sad then?
Yeah. The characters are very interesting characters. The richness and the depth of the show is phenomenal. So yeah, I am. Because I was sad with Treme, and I thought they had very similar qualities. I wasn't as sad about Justified. I loved the show, but I wasn't as sad about it, because you know Raylan, you know what you're going to get out of that show. This one kind of has some twists and turns that you don't know, and I like that. So yeah, I will be sad.
Just move on to Deadwood, my friend. It's time to move.
I'll get back to it. It's as soon as I finish The Wire.
From the 325, What's Wrong Wednesday? People that valet their car and don't tip your valet. By the way, there's a special spot reserved for you in hell.
Man, I've had that happen to me where I felt bad because of the place we went to. We were going there for a fan event.
Okay.
And there was no place to park. And they're like, well, I called Tim. He's like, use the valet. And I was like, okay. And I went in, paid for stuff with my card. And I looked around. There is not an ATM. And I did not bring cash because I did not plan on using the valet. I felt horrible that guy was going to be, I don't know. I didn't really feel horrible. I just looked at him like, dude, I didn't know.
Do they valet you into that special spot in hell?
No, I didn't go to hell. Not yet.
We get there and like, we'll hold on to your car for you.
And then you offer them a tip and it's like, too late.
Too late now, sucker.
Why don't they have credit cards? Yeah.
This was at a time when they didn't. I don't know if they do now. I mean, if they did back then, I would have been fine. I was like, sure, okay. But no, they didn't.
Yeah, the place I went to down in San Antonio didn't have a card to valet, and we had to get our car like two or three times. It wasn't until the last day that I tipped. I felt bad about it.
Yeah, I feel more and more in the cashless society. If you don't have a card reader,
that's on you.
Yeah, like that's your business.
Yeah, I'm
kind
of sick of you telling me things now.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be that person's fault. It could be like whoever runs the valet place, unless that's them. And then, yeah.
Yeah, valet drivers of America are my favorite people. And pizza
drivers. Ahead of pizza drivers?
Those two are the best.
Security officers.
Security officers are top three people.
Truck drivers.
All tied.
Ooh, what about people who work at the car places? Like, I feel like we have a bunch of car factory
top
workers.
Top six. Right there, all tied for first place.
Uh-huh. Shocking that you didn't list, like, cops or firefighters.
Love police officers of America and the firefighters and the ambulances drivers as well. Emergency drivers.
Somebody said, Colby, ask a waiter for $5 and then tip the waiter extra. Like, I was going to think of that battle plan at that moment.
I mean, he didn't feel that bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.